This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. Something mainstream corporate media has done is basically blacklist or ban any liberal or conservative that is anti-war. And by anti-war, I don't want to start wars based on false flags and then be part of them. It's non-interventionist. I've always been that way. Back when I was against wars under Bush, they called me a communist in the news. Now I'm a super right-wing racist. It's all just labels. And they constantly lie about me and demonize and try to deplatform us off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And CNN a couple months ago said, we want Alex Jones off the air. They said, why is he on the air? He says, nobody died at Parkland. But I didn't say that. They just said that, or they had little edited clips. So they had to put my YouTube channel back up. There's an article on InfoWars.com today. CNN associates InfoWars with pedo channel and been to shut down the competition. And they have gone after Tim Black. He's very, very popular. They've obviously gone after Jimmy Dore because I guess he was on the Young Turks, but now he's almost as popular as they are. So they want him blocked because he's anti-war. And that's what liberals are finding out is liberals that are real liberals, that are pro-free speech and anti-war, they're being kicked off the air just like we are. And it's very dangerous. And that's because the big corporations, News Corp, 2 months ago, I read the article in the Wall Street Journal, that their new CEO said, we're going to start with Alex Jones and WikiLeaks. And when conservatives accept him off, when liberals accept WikiLeaks being taken off, we're going to basically deplatform everybody, and we're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars extra. And then it just started, and the left went, hold on to your tinfoil hat, Alex, you're going to be off the air soon. They were celebrating it. So this is all a concerted effort. We're about to go to break, but I want to go to Tim Black right now. For now, he's on Twitter and Facebook at Real Tim Black, timblacktv.com. He's got two popular shows. They've got millions of listeners a week. And that's why he's being demonetized, deplatformed. Because if you're real and not taking the script, doesn't matter if you're liberal or conservative or what color you are, they want you silenced because you're not controlled. And he's another one of the real liberals who isn't scared to come on the show. I'm asking Dore to come on because he's probably scared he'll get criticized if he does. Everybody should be talking to everybody. It's ridiculous. So thank you for coming on, Tim.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, Alex. I appreciate it, man, on a school walkout day nonetheless. So it's great, man.
That's right. In fact, they've got the walkout going to take the guns or whatever. You know, if the young people want to do that, that's their issue. But, you know, Soros is funding that.
Yeah, you know, it's not that. It's you know, just that the young people are concerned, you know, regardless of Soros' involvement. You know, they just see violence. They, you know, they see violence, they see death, and they're just, you know, just scared. They're kids, Alex. So, you know, in the spirit of that, I'm glad to be here with you and just, you know, recognizing that, you know, I do support these young people, brother.
Absolutely. I mean, it's good to say that up front, or the left will say crucify ever daring to come on my show, but shouldn't we all agree that they're targeting anti-war people, period?
Oh, yeah, brother. Yes, absolutely. That's why I appreciate what you said earlier before I came on, where you expressed that, you know, anyone who's anti-war is put into a bucket, right? The bucket of do not touch, the bucket of smear. You know, there's no anti-war movement on the left if it wasn't for people like Jimmy Dore, myself, Lee Camp. It's in Nico House. It's barely noticeable, Alex.
And that's because people get demonetized. It's all about the money.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely, man. That war machine has to keep churning.
I just can't believe that so many people in the whole spectrum roll over to these wars just because they get a little bit of money. It's sick.
Yeah, you know, I was the same way, you know, under Obama, man, when I woke up, so to speak, Alex, man, I realized that Obama, he was starting more wars. He wasn't ending wars. I mean, when he came in, we were at war two places. By the time he left, we were at war seven places. You know, we talk about it on our comedy tour that, you know, he dropped more bombs, like 226,000 bombs. Obama dropped bombs till we ran out of bombs. So I was against the war then. I'm against it now. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with Obama. I'm just against war as a principle, brother.
Well, I agree with you. I'm against offensive, preemptive war when we are siding with the bad guys. Now, if somebody attacks us, that's not war. It's defense, in my view. But it's the person that starts it, that's the war. The people fighting back to the defense. Back in 60 seconds, we're committing a big cardinal sin, a liberal and a libertarian. together actually being anti-war. This is the big no-no. But this is America still, right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
The human herpes, Megyn Kelly, has been out defaming me as usual. I'm not saying she has herpes. I'm saying she's like a human herpes. She just keeps coming back. She called me. I'm going to cover this at the bottom of the hour after our great guest leaves us. Last year, and told me how sexy I was. I said, let me call you in about 5 minutes. I had to get to the office, get another phone to record it because I didn't have a recording app on my phone. I had a memo recorder, but not something that records calls so people could hear this crazy bull. So I knew she was full of it. She'd already edited me saying Hillary's murdered children in the Middle East. She edited it together with other stuff saying I said Hillary was killing kids in a pizza place. And so I talked to her about that. And I go, I don't want to get into Sandy Hook. I think people died there. She goes, oh, I might bring that up. That's not why I'm coming. The whole thing was that. Then she gets on TV and says, yesterday, with some of the victims' families, Alex just keeps bringing it up, saying your kids didn't die. He's a monster. How dare him bring it up? I've got you, witch. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play where I tell you I don't want to talk about it, and I think people died, and you would not put it in your TV show, and now I'm being sued for how you edited it. You are an unbelievable liar. Excuse me. I am really mad, man, because the whole cruiser is saying, you're not saying that. Hillary edited a tape of me where I played devil's advocate and said I can see why people don't believe it because of the staged chemical attacks. A couple of years ago I said this because of the babies in the incubators that get us into the Gulf War, saying they beat their brains out. That was a PR company. That was a young actress who'd never been to Kuwait. That was fake. They admit it. But I'm going to stop ranting. It's the whole nature of this current war and the last three chemical attacks. And then Google says ban Alex Jones because he says the chemical attacks were staged. The UN admitted it. I'm going to stop right there. Tim Black's our guest for two segments. He's got great audio. I want to invite him back. I know he's got a popular show. He's being censored. He's being blocked. He's getting shadow banned. He's being demonetized. And CNN has compared myself, Jimmy Dore, and others to pedophiles. You can't make this up. Go see the news report. It's on InfoWars.com. White supremacist, and North Korea, a dictator, and saying we need to be completely deplatformed because we're bad people. CNN's who's bad, saying get rid of us. And what's the unifying factor? We're all anti-preemptive offensive war. You've got the floor, my friend. Lay out what's happened to you, what's happened to others, and just you're right. There's like four or five real liberals now that are anti-war. Now it's myself. Laura Ingraham a little bit. Tucker Carlson is laying out real arguments. I mean, what world have we reached where Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones sound like Tim Black and sound like Jimmy Dore, and then the media wants us all kicked off the air?
And we've entered a strange time, Alex, but, you know, the fact is we all want to report the truth. Like, at the end of the day, that's what we're about, and the truth of the matter is, brother, we don't have a reason to go to war with Syria. We don't have a reason to bomb Syria. The social media censorship is rampant across all platforms, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it is YouTube. Now, YouTube, you know, they're demonetizing videos. To get me, Alex, what they did was they went to a six-month-old video and said I was bullying the Las Vegas shooter. Now, I don't know
how do you bully a mass murderer?
That's the video they could have got me for other videos, but that's the one they chose. And I said, wow, you know, this is crazy. So I'm unable to live stream, but this is not just about me. It's about all the others who have content that has been flagged by YouTube as being harassment or bullying. That is not harassment or bullying. That's where we are.
Our live streaming was blocked for 2 months saying bullying. They just go through anybody that is an establishment and they block us. That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do, man, and they call us, you know, conspiracy theorists. According to that CNN article that you quoted earlier, you know, I know for a fact that Jimmy Dore is not a conspiracy theorist. You know, he asks questions. I think that you are a conspiracy theorist, but that doesn't mean, Alex, that I don't think you should. You shouldn't be able to speak. You shouldn't be able to have your platform. That you shouldn't be able to maintain.
And by the way, you have a right to that. Absolutely, and I have a exactly.
Absolutely, yeah, man. I mean, that's what we fight for. I'm a true liberal in the sense that I want freedom of speech. I feel that if you have an opinion, Alan, if I disagree with it, I should be able to, give you a retort. I should be able to respond to you, not shut you down. That's not what we want. And anyone who's truly about free speech would feel the same way.
What do you think's happened at the universities? I know it's the big corporate money coming down to the student groups. That's why they're anti-free speech. And now they're graduating and going to work at Google, Facebook, Twitter. And it's heartless because you're right. They're really censoring as much the conservatives, organic leftist groups, because they don't want original old-fashioned liberalism around. They want the new pro-war, fascist, anti-free speech version.
Yeah, they want some people confuse these people with progressives. These people are not progressives. These people just grabbed this name because it was popular at the time. Unless you are anti-war, unless you're looking for universal health care, unless you're looking to end interventionist wars, if you're willing to up the minimum wage, I mean, there are certain characteristics of a person who is truly progressive. So a lot of people get that mixed up. The same thing they do with you, Alex. They call you alt-right. I don't believe that you're alt-right at all. But that's the label they give you because they can smear you with it. So that's the same thing that happens on the left.
Exactly. If you go to the white supremacist people, they hate me more than anybody for some reason.
Yeah, I don't believe that you're a white supremacist.
Why do you think the ultra leftists, the fake leftists hate me and the white supremacists hate me? Because if you go to the white supremacist sites, they hate me more than, I mean, it's like I'm there. I don't know why they hate me so much.
They don't watch your content probably, and when they do, it's little pieces that have been, have been altered or edited by someone else. The same thing happens to me. People assign beliefs to me that I don't have. You know, the fact that I want to end wars and I don't agree with Joy Reid's, the MSNBC crew, the Clinton loyalists, the fact that I didn't vote for Hillary. You know, I didn't vote for Trump, but I didn't vote for Hillary either. So that's a problem for them. And in fact, Alex, it's more of a problem for them that they have a person like me, a black man who's not a Democrat, than it is to have you, Alex, the libertarian.
Absolutely, but we've been put in the same nest. You talk about defamation. They're suing me for defamation I didn't do as a PR, so the lawyer said it'll be thrown out, but it's still going to be costly. This is defamatory, putting us in with pedophiles. I mean, and then calling for us to be banned. Since when does a news organization go around policing everybody, calling for their competition to be shut down? Last time I read, that's called racketeering or organized crime.
Yes, it's like control, mind control, man. They want everyone thinking the way they think based on the narrative they're able to put out through corporate media. I mean, they can't control it. Alex, I don't think they had any idea that social media would become such a dominant force, brother. They were caught with their pants down, brother. They didn't see it coming, and now they're just trying to put the toothpaste back into the tube, and it's not going to work because we're going to win, Alex. We are going to win.
Well, that's it. I said this privately to my crew 10 years ago. I said the elite are arrogant on the left and right. They think their big billion-dollar systems are going to beat us. People want real content and real debate. We just go out and promote Americana, free market. You promote something a little bit different, but still, grassroots. The people want what's real. They want what's gritty. But once the elite figures that out, you'll have a perfect storm of big corporations, media, and government, and the establishment wanting to shut everybody down. And they finally hit that panic point in the last few years, and now we're seeing the big push. And I think it's going to blow up in their face. But let me ask you this. A, do you agree with that? B, how do we counter, though, the massive sustained censorship?
Yeah, I do. I do agree it's going to blow up in their face. And I think we countered a massive censorship by continuing to band together, continuing to talk to each other. This is the start, Alex, to a dialogue. Am I going to get backlash for talking to you? Yeah, I am. But you know what? It's worth it to me because I think it needs to happen. I've been talking about we should reach across the aisle, that we should talk to one another. And if I can't, if I'm unwilling to risk, you know, bad words, smear articles, then I guess I'm really not a leader. So to be a leader, you got to be willing to put yourself in harm's way and say, okay, you guys, you feel that this shouldn't happen? I think it should happen. And let me tell you why. Because we are all against the same thing. We are against the elitist, and we got to fight against it together as one.
And I'm against nuclear war and dying.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too, brother. Yeah, life is good. Like listen, you know, look, they ask you what kind of day you have, Alex. Any day above ground is a good day. So let's see if we can keep that going, that winning streak of being alive going for both of us.
Exactly. Tim Black's our guest. We'll do one more segment with him and definitely have him back soon. Very popular. Millions and millions of listeners and viewers every week. So he's being blocked because I could listen to this guy. I can't listen to the other fake liberal shows. It's just sanctimonious, cult-like dribble, just like the establishment Republicans. And that's why they're all trying to shut it down right now. Tim Black's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. This is the most hated transmission by the globalists. We'll be back.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, you're going to hear the audio where I told Megyn Kelly when she was here last year I didn't want to get into Sandy Hook. She goes, oh, I could bring it up, but I don't want to have an interview about that. That was what her whole interview was about. She was already meeting with the families beforehand, had it all planned. And then I hear, oh, you brought up Sandy Hook. Stop it. And then she does it again. And I get sued for what was said in the interview. But then the suit misrepresents what I said. And it's edited. And it's to pit me against families. That's all they can do. It's crazy. Tim Black's our guest. TimBlackTV.com. Right now, he's still banned from live streaming on his YouTube channel because he's popular and because he's catching on and because he's anti-war. Remember when the left was anti-war? Remember when they were pro-free speech? You know, if the KKK, by the way, I've done this more than 15 times, was out there trying to block people from speaking, they haven't done that since the 60s, 70s, 80s, since they got their asses locked up. I'd go out and protest them. But the left goes out, Antifa goes out, for conservative speakers at universities, you name it. And then even when other liberals say, well, let's let them be here. Oh, they try to have those professors fired. I mean, Tim, I'm not sure bashing the left, because the right wing's involved trying to censor, and News Corp has come out and said they want to be part of this takeover of the internet. That's why I'm warning the left. But, man, the average leftist person needs to understand, I think what you've been saying is, if they don't defend free speech, they're going to lose theirs as well.
Absolutely, man. Look, right now they're focusing on Alex Jones, and I did a video about this, and I said, look, don't laugh, don't cheer for what's happening to Alex Jones, because next they're going to come for you. Now, I had no idea that a month later they would come for me, but what I'm saying is, guys, this is a slippery slope. You know, you don't get to pick and choose who has the microphone, who's able to speak. We all need to be able to have the microphone. And I also want to say, this Syria thing, they're using the Syria, just because we don't believe, I don't believe, for instance, that the Syria a chemical attack has been proven, okay? So they're using anyone who believes, hey, I'm waiting on evidence. I want to see this evidence. I feel the same way about Russia. If you say Russia stole our election, Alex, if that's what they're saying, they need to present some proof. Now, for 2 years, they haven't presented truth. You know, if you got it, present it. If you're not going to present it, well, hey, I'm not going to believe it. I'm not going to believe it just because the elitists and the corporate media tells me to believe it.
And what do we have proof of? Hillary stole it from Bernie, bragged about it. I mean, right there, the real theft, Bernie would have probably beaten Trump. And I wouldn't even be glad about that. He'd probably be better than Hillary. The point is, at least he's honest about what he stands for. She stole it from him. And she's in the WikiLeaks saying she hates her constituents. I mean, the woman's a monster.
Absolutely, man. I had Donna Brazile, the one who passed the questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign. She was on my show about 4 months ago, and she admitted, hey, yeah, I did pass the question. I mean, this is reality. So, folks, free speech is important. Without free speech, I wouldn't have been able to ask Donna Brazile that tough question. The reality is we need to band together on free speech.
And that's what they don't like, is there's people like you that have morals at a core level and will ask real questions no matter what side it's against. I'll do the same thing. When Trump launched that illegal thing, some of my listeners are mad at me. I blew up Friday because I got kids, man, and I know we're on the wrong side in Syria. I mean, because I'm against offensive war against innocent people, and that's what this is. This is bad news.
Absolutely, brother. Yeah, I did see your tweet about that. I did see the video clip about how you felt about it. And actually, I was glad to see it, brother, because we need more voices. It doesn't matter what your ideology is. We agree on this issue. We agree that the Syria attack was preemptive. We didn't get the investigators in there yet. They haven't given us a definitive ruling. Give me that information, and then we'll decide. And that's just the way we need to be, especially when it comes. Look, hey, Alex, tell me, why would we bomb a chemical facility? If we think there's chemicals there, why would we bomb it, Alex? It makes no sense.
I've had CIA people on, and they totally agree. No one bombs chemical facilities because it kills all the towns around it. And so the idea that Trump blew up chemicals, that's not true. And anybody who knows anything knows that's not true.
Well, a lot of people don't know anything, Alex, because they watch MSNBC, they watch CNN, they watch Fox News, and they're just listening to this narrative. Around and around it goes. And that's why people like us are being censored, because we try to break that connection. We try to come in with some information that's contrary just to wake people up. And that's not what they want, Alex. They want that echo chamber of BS. And I can't stand for it, brother. And I'd rather be a fighter for truth and justice than a person who's getting paid well sitting behind these lies and these narratives.
That's right. And let's be clear. If mainstream media put people like you on television or myself, they'd get huge ratings. People just want real, even though they don't agree with all of it. Just like CNN used to have 10, 15 million viewers a night. It wasn't the internet killed it. It was CNN killed it. On Crossfire, it was still established, but there was some real debating. It wasn't scripted. Why don't they have, if they brought Crossfire back, and I guarantee, say, had you and myself on there, and I'm not pitching a job on CNN, I don't want that. But I'm telling you, a real debate, a real discussion, it'd have 10 million viewers again. Hell, when I've been on CNN, they have record viewers, but they can't do it.
No, they can't do it, man. You're right. It would be exciting. It's two people with different ideas, different vantage points, respectfully disagreeing on the issues, passionately, you know, voicing their feelings and what they believe, what they've uncovered, what their journalism has led them to believe, you know, and not demonizing one another, not saying, you know, this person's a horrible individual just because I disagree with them. No, this is about the information. This is about what we feel. This is about what we've discovered, what we believe to be true. So I think that would sell like hotcakes, frankly. And it's, I don't think they want that. That's the last thing they want, Alex. They'd rather have it where they control the narrative, and they do that online. And look, Alex, you're big as hell, man. You're what, 2.4 million subscribers just on YouTube. I don't know how many people get you on the radio or on Sirius or wherever you are.
It's conservatively, we were up till the censorship, and I'll be honest, I mean, they have this had an effect. We were up to like 6 million a day. We're down about 3.5-4 million people a day, one way or another. And I mean, some days a lot bigger, but on average, 365 days a year, it's that many actually tune in or watch. Now, if you count read us and see our clips, I have no idea. That's just on our platforms, but it's probably then 10 million a day see our material.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And it's not going along with the corporate narrative. And as long as you do that, you're going to be in the crosshairs. Alex, you've been doing this almost 2 decades. You know that better than I do.
Well, listen, I'm impressed, Tim, with what you do. I've seen your work before. I know you've got some fans here in the office, because I got libertarians, liberals, conservatives work here, agnostics, Christians. I'm all about just regular people. I mean, I am a guy from Texas that's pro-gun, and I'm pro-life and all the rest of it. I know the average liberal is a good person. What scares me is they're being converted to this authoritarianism, and I'm worried about a civil war. So, Tim, you're at timblacktv.com. I hope you'll start joining us, and not just to have a discussion about free speech. We agree. We should discuss the minimum wage. We should debate gun control. We should debate any issue. We ought to have. In fact, I try to get other liberals on. They're too scared to come on or just have talking points.
No, man, look, I have no talking points. It's happy 420 day, and I want to legalize marijuana, too. We can have that conversation.
Hey, I was totally against Sessions wanting this war on pot smokers. I'm for decriminalization. That's a good thing that Trump finally says he's going to try to do what Obama never did.
Yeah, exactly. And when I pointed it out, people didn't like me. See, I've been bashed on the left, too, for not falling in line with Obama. I mean, I woke up to Obama during his second term. I woke up late, but I did wake up, and people don't like that either. So I'm used to the criticism, brother. I can take it.
You're not in a cult, and neither am I. And that's what I said Friday night. I'm not in a cult. And that's it. All right, Tim Black, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
Thank you. Real Tim Black. And by the way, we are all brothers and sisters in this world who don't want to die from nuclear war. Okay, so we're all bound by the fact that attacking Russia could start a nuclear war. Let's not do it. Now, I'm going to go after Megyn Kelly, a lying witch, on the other side. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill. a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
This transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, earlier I called Megyn Kelly the human herpes, or the herpes of media. She won't go away. She has horrible ratings. She is a big, fat liar. She's a slimy lawyer. She's very unattractive in person, and I'm not trying to be insulting her. I just want you to know, in person, I found her absolutely unattractive. And she came here and said how much she liked me and how great I was. until she sat down for the interview. And then it was all Sandy Hook. It was all Pizzagate. And I'm like, listen, I don't think they're doing anything illegal at the pizza place. It was a red herring. We didn't create the story. Mainstream media did. I said, Sandy Hook, I have played devil's advocate years ago, but I believe people died there. The media has edited that. I'm sad for the families. I believe they died. She edits that out, has me debating about Sandy Hook, and they've now sued me using the interview. But the interview, I'm saying people have a right to question. And then I talked about in the interview, one of the parents says, we saw, you know, he saw his son's dead body that day, and the media, Zero Hedge and others pointed out, well, other parents said that they weren't allowed to see their children instead of the coroner. And all we said was, we believe kids died. This is why the internet's saying this. Look at Zero Hedge. That's not even us. So the lawyers look at that, all of it. It's just there's not a case there. But I'll be honest with you. People ask, how do I handle all these attacks? I had five different groups of people come up to me yesterday. Well, it was more than that if you count the Mexican food restaurant. I had a business meeting at from like 7 to 9. But I had one guy come over and say, F you to me, while I was sitting there at the table. And then he walked off. And I didn't even get mad at him. Because I understand this is a weak-minded person that believes the fairy tales. Okay? And he loves the mainstream media that lied us into war and killed millions of people in the Middle East. He loves the globalists. He loves all this. And so these are weak-minded people. But not Megyn Kelly. This disease of deception. She calls me up and she says, I really am intrigued by you. You're really amazing. She told me she thinks Putin's really sexy, too. That was in front of our crew later when she was here. And it's just all really weird, but it's fake. She's like, oh, I really want to go out to dinner with you, get a steak and a dessert. Oh, you're so cool. And I'm just like, and I've got hours more of the tape we never put out just because nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares. Megyn Kelly is like kicking a dead dog politically. The media will say, he threatened her and says she's going to kill her. No, it's a metaphor. She's a dead dog. It's like kicking a dead dog. It doesn't feel it. She's already done. She's politically dead. During the campaign, she destroyed herself, but she stuck a fork in it in Texas. So, she made herself a focal point, thinking Alex Jones was a target to take down, and it just reminded everybody how much they hated Megyn Kelly. So she comes here, she acts all nice, she deceives, and then a year later, she's involved in a lawsuit. She was involved with the families, it turned out, in fundraisers and planning an event for the show. It was all about Sandy Hook. And so in my conversations with her, I said, I don't want to get into Sandy Hook. I told her that when she got here, too. And she goes, well, I can just ask you about it, but no, this is just a profile. That's not what it's about. She gets here. And they had Sandy Hook family set up for the interviews. They were going to have a rally at Sandy Hook about me. I mean, this is total lying, okay? That's what she does. She deceives. So I want to play some of these clips. Was I invited on these shows to say to the families suing me? It's been years since I even played devil's advocate in debates where I said it all happened like was said or none of it happened. I can see why people believe that because of as much media lying, but we've investigated it. We think it happened. No, it's I can see how you believe it didn't happen, or I can see this is all fake. I'd sit there and look them in the eyes and say, I'm not the one bringing up your children. I'm not the one bringing this back out. Megyn Kelly keeps saying, here's her big crime, in my view. Alex Jones has no morals. He just has nothing that's sacred. He keeps hurting these families. He did it again last year. In response to your show, is that lost on anyone? And it's not like I've got some soft spot on this and they've got me. I can't prove that the shooting didn't happen. I can't even prove whether the chemical attack happened or not or who did it this time. The other times the rebels got caught. We don't know. Could the chemical attack be staged? Rand Paul thinks so. A lot of other experts think so. I'm leaning that way. We don't know yet. Will I get sued for saying we don't know? They'll say, Jones says nobody ever died. No, no. The New York Times reports, pull it up, 54 chemical attacks by ISIS in Syria. That's the New York Times. They're doing it constantly. They put out videos of themselves screaming Allah Akbar and launching it. The UN tested, and it's Saudi Arabian. I got to hurry up. I'll never get to these clips. It's just insane to watch this. We're like a washing machine. It's brought up. Alex apologized say, if we're attacking the families, well, I never attacked the families, but I'm sorry for their loss, and I think it happened. Another month. Say you're sorry. So it's just the same crap, because they think you don't have a memory. That is the media who are using these families. So let's go to part of the clips where we talked about this. This is where I taped her in a pre-interview, because I knew she was lying, and then we'll go to what she's now doing. Oh, my gosh, Alex has no heart. He has nothing sacred. He brought it up again. No, you did and lied about it. You did it. You did it. And then I'm going to ask the families, are you going to be accomplices to this? So the gun control lobby has cheap shots. Because we have our own platform. Millions are going to see this. Millions are watching. And see, I pull back the curtain one time for new viewers. They're never under the control again. And that's why they fear us so much. Because I'm going to show what you really did, lady. Here it is.
Then good, or at least an open heart, would be hiding from evil. And so that's why I let Megyn Kelly set up this conflict on her own terms, on her own battlefield. Because despite the fact that she was delusional and believed that she would deceive me and my viewers, at the end of the day, she failed.
Sure, but wouldn't the argument be then in the show, because I see that as a standard Democrat talking point, I'm not saying that's what you're doing. Well, he asked for privacy in his family, but he didn't do that for Sandy Hook, and he didn't do that for the pizzeria.
No, I mean, I can ask you about that. This is not going to be a contentious, sort of gotcha exchange. That's not what this show is, and that's really not what I want to do. I want to do in-depth profiles on people, just interesting people. So I can ask you that, this is what the critics say, but this isn't going to be a, let's play a clip.
And it goes on from there. The full interview is up on InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and roll as we go out to break. And what she did yesterday, in amongst every other channel doing the same thing, is some of them even worse. Jones bullied the children and sent people to their houses to be mean to them. And Jones still says nobody died and made fun of the father. None of it's true. But see, it's just like war propaganda. It's put out there to manipulate your feelings. Here it is.
Because nothing is sacrosanct to Alex Jones. He and his team renewed their attacks on Heslin and others last summer.
Back it up. She launched it all and then says, I did it. Here it is.
Because nothing is sacrosanct to Alex Jones. He and his team renewed their attacks on Heslin and others last summer. Again claiming that Neil is a liar. Take a listen to their show.
Hey, pause. We did not call Neil a liar. You are a lying, fake, worn-out propagandist that looks like, the Saturday morning shift at a topless bar. Let's go back to her.
Fact-checkers on this have said cannot be accurate. He's claiming that he held his son and saw the bullet hole in his head. That is his claim. Now, according to a timeline of events and a coroner's testimony, that is not possible.
The coroner said none of the parents were allowed to touch the kids or see the kids. And maybe they, meaning at the school, I'm sure later maybe the parents saw their children. The point is that because the media lied.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So they'd have you believe that I'm this supervillain like Cobra Commander. Well, if I'm Cobra Commander, where's Baroness? Well, I mean, the good part about Cobra Commander, I think Baroness is pretty sexy. What do you think? Anyways, folks, getting back to this, you've got someone who's not sexy, Megyn Kelly. And I just say that because they hold her up there. She looks like a reanimated corpse, a mannequin or something. And she's a big fat liar. And she was planning this whole show around Sandy Hook. And they were going to have a town hall demonizing me, but they even threw her under the bus with the whole thing of, why are you even giving him a platform? Remember, that was last year's recycling. And I get they have like calendars. So a year later, they're doing it again, and then next year it'll be, Jones said nobody died again and attacked the children, and it'll be crying parents on TV. And here's the deal. I know the parents know that I've been clear about this for at least 4 years. And so the Democratic Party, the media, has picked up on this. They recycle it over and over again. And at a certain point, I mean, there's going to be an anti-SLAPP lawsuit filed, and Texas law is very strong on this. We don't want to give away the whole strategy here, but the media is going to have a heyday with that. Jones sues victims of Sandy Hook. You sued me. You said I said stuff I didn't say. You go on shows and I don't get to go on them. They have edited clips on there of me saying what? Oh, I think they're probably telling the truth. You know, they probably got to see them later. I was reporting on the Zero Hedge and others with anomalies. And that's why people ask questions. And governments have been caught staging things. But I began to say Sandy Hook happened years before, and they took that as weakness. So I've learned how they work, the media. They're sociopaths. They think I'm one. They go, oh, Jones is backed off on this. No, as we get more information, and as the Sandy Hook folks, not all our listeners, some of us heard saying I was Bo Bridges. You can look this up. And Bill Hicks, and that I was covering up Sandy Hook. I'm like, you know what? I'm not into Sandy Hook religion. I'm sick of this. So these claims that I profit off Sandy Hook, my listeners want to jump off a cliff when they hear about this. The media just said that I said Parkland didn't happen. Everybody knows that's not true. So it's the media doing this. This is their plan. To bring up victims of mass shootings, to like have a new mass shooting all the time, even though they can't have them all the time, even though the Democrats stood down Sandy Hook, they stood down in Parkland. That's been confirmed. They don't want that discussion. They just want to bring back mass shootings over and over again to remind you of them, to create the psychology that they're happening all the time on my back, to create a statute to ban my speech. That's the admitted plan. All Americans should be against this and see it for what it is. But let's go back to the Megyn Kelly clips. I'm sorry. Here it is. They said none of the parents were allowed to touch the kids or see the kids. And maybe they meaning at the school. I'm sure later maybe the parents saw their children. The point is that because the media lies so much, you can't blame the public asking questions, and you can't ban free speech of people that are asking questions. Good pause.
Joining me now for...
Back it up. But just 2 seconds. Now, how reasonable was that? That is what I'm being sued for. And they add stuff in there I didn't say. But that's listed word for word in the lawsuit. You can't blame people for questioning. They want that banned. Is this like a Twilight Zone episode or something? Now, she has to act all upset. Now joining me live after that horrible abuse we just heard from Alex Jones. But I'm sure they did see their kids that day. It's just probably a little, you know, mistaken, you know, thing from NBC. That turns into dun, dun, dun. Here it is. People that are asking questions.
Joining me now for his first interview since filing his lawsuit, Neil Heslin, along with his attorney, Mark.
Oh, that's the idea that no one's doing any interviews. They filed the lawsuit on Monday. Neil Heslin's been all over TV for years saying Alex Jones says this didn't happen and I'm a liar. I've not been saying that. I did devil's advocate in debates years ago. This is known. But see, I don't have a voice anywhere but here. I didn't kill his son. I've never been to Sandy Hook. But it's like I did it. You see, let's go back to it.
Thank you both so much for being here, Neil. Good to see you again. So why now? Why after all the years of his attacks on you? Why now?
Well, it's accountability and responsibility. It's going on for 4.5 years.
Pause. Back it up again. Back it up. It's accountability. It's responsibility. It's been going on all these years. No, we knew Kelly was trying to set us up for a lawsuit with this when she came. And she failed. And we know they filed 16 lawsuits last few months against us. Oh, because there's a Soros Democratic Party hit out on everybody. The Democrats just filed suit against Trump, Roger Stone today. Oh, that's why. It's because this has been, the media, Mr. Haslin, has been putting this back out over and over again and dragging me through it, misrepresenting what I've said, no matter how many times I clarify, no matter how many statements or how many apologies. The lawsuit says, say you're wrong and make apologies for stuff I didn't say. And then I wasn't even given a chance to do that. In the statutory, it's unbelievable. Here, let's continue.
Well, it's accountability and responsibility. It's going on for 4.5 years. The lies, the trauma that he imposes.
Look at the woman back behind him. I mean, I'm not saying she's an actress. I'm not saying it's scripted like Hillary did fake town halls and all the rest of it. It's just the way she's looking. The way she's just everything's choreographed. I'm not saying Mr. Haslin is an actor. What I'm saying is, look at this. And then I'm not supposed to even respond when this is done every month, every year. Just Alex Jones, Alex Jones. And I'm like, oh, I'm sure your kids did die. I'm so sorry for you. Oh, my God, Alex Jones won't stop. No, you won't stop. You won't stop. I haven't been to Connecticut. Maybe I drove through it once. I haven't been to your town. I didn't hurt anybody. But see, I got free speech. I'm pro-America. So NBC wants to do this. Let's continue. Now back it up. Back it up 5 seconds where the harm I'm doing. Because I tell Megyn Kelly, I don't want to get into this, and she does it, and then here it is. Let's continue.
There's attacks on you. Why now?
Well, it's accountability and responsibility. It's going on for 4.5 years. The lies, the trauma that he imposes, the pain and suffering with the lies he peddles. And, you know, to say that Sandy Hook was a hoax and it never happened, it's an outright lie. It's a total disrespect to myself, my son, the individuals who lost their lives that day, but it extends so much further than that. It's a disrespect to the community and the law enforcement, the first responders.
Who stood down?
It's
awesome. Right. You can look it up. They stood down in Sandy Hook. They stood down in Parkland. That's a fact.
And he needs to, it needs to stop.
Hey, pause again. Alex Jones needs to stop. Alex Jones has been inviting you on the show for years. Alex Jones told Megyn Kelly he believed your child died, and I was sorry, but I didn't hurt your child. And gun owners have been blamed collectively for anything that happens with guns. You don't blame cars, Mr. Haslin. You're a public figure. You're on the air. You're bringing me up. You're saying I'm a liar. Your suit says that I called you a liar. I didn't. See?
Just said it's not just Sandy Hook, but he has been going after the Sandy Hook parents from the beginning.
Hey, pause again. I have never gone after the Sandy Hook parents. Notice he doesn't show any clips of that. I'm going after the parents. Who in the hell would try to go after people's parents who have dead children? We have said that they've gotten picked up by the Democrats in the media and used for talking points and engines hired by Bloomberg to be flown around and give anti-gun speeches. That's a fact, and I'm sorry for your loss, but I can't give up my rights because a projected guilt is put onto me. That's wrong. If somebody kills somebody with a baseball bat, you don't blame Louisville Slugger. You don't blame Ginsu Knives if somebody stabs their wife to death with it. Or you don't blame other knife owners. A man stabbed his wife to death today, and all of you with knives in your kitchen, you're responsible. What? Let's continue.
I know that the Posners have been, a woman went to jail for issuing death threats to them after listening to Jones on InfoWars.
Let's pause again. And what happens is they come and tell them, we'll let you off easy, just say it's InfoWars. And they go, then the woman was barred by the court from listening. People are hearing, bar the court from listening. The show is so evil, if you listen, you'll start going. No, the same people that don't think any of these shootings are real come and confront my reporters, and I'm not giving them any attention. And threaten us. And they've been doing it for 4 years. Not this particular woman, but others. So again, she knows this. She knows they say I'm Beau Bridges and all this crap. And I'm Bill Hicks. She knows the whole story. She knows I've issued hundreds of clarifications. They're not going to let me clarify. Because they think they're deceiving and manipulating their audience. And that's why Megyn Kelly is a vampire on the dead children of Sandy Hook. She's a disgusting vampire using her death to attack the first.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.